The three essentials of effective mind power. To use the power of the mind, the first essential is to direct every mental action toward the goal in view. And this direction must not be occasional, but constant. Most minds do not apply this law. They think about one thing one moment and about something else the next moment. In today's world, constant distractions bring about the death of countless dreams. If you have a certain goal, ambition, or a certain desire, you must think about it at all times. You must keep what you want to achieve on the forefront of your mind constantly. As long as we don't know precisely what we want, our creative forces will be scattered. And so long as our forces are scattered, we will accomplish little at best, or fail entirely. When we know what we want and proceed to work for it with all the power and ability that is within us, success is practically guaranteed. When we direct the power of our thinking, the power of our will, the power of our mental action, the power of our desire, the power of our ambition, and all the other powers we possess on the one thing that we want, on the one goal we desire to reach, it is not difficult to understand why success in a greater and greater measure must be realized. The second essential is to make every mental action positive. When we desire certain things, or when we think of certain things we wish to attain or achieve, the question should be if our mental attitudes at the time are positive or negative. To answer this, we only have to remember that every positive action always goes toward that which receives its attention, while a negative action always retreats. When your mental actions are positive, you attract positive outcomes, and when your mental actions are negative, you will attract negative outcomes. This is the law of attraction at work. Remember, the world is not attracted to negative personalities. Such personalities look weak and empty and are usually ignored. But everybody is attracted to a positive personality, and it is the positive personality that is always given preference. The third essential of mind power is to make every mental action constructive. And a constructive mental action is one that is based upon a deep-seated desire to develop, to increase, to achieve, to attain. In brief, to become larger and greater and do something of far greater worth than has ever been done before. If you will cause every mental action you entertain to have that feeling, constructiveness will soon become second nature to your entire mental system. That is, all the forces of your mind will begin to become building forces and will continue to build you up along any line through which you may desire to act. Inspire your mind constantly with a building desire, and make this desire so strong that every part of your system will constantly feel it wants to become greater and more capable and more efficient. The three essentials of effective mind power. To use the power of the mind, the first essential is to direct every mental action toward the goal in view. And this direction must not be occasional, but constant. Most minds do not apply this law. They think about one thing one moment and about something else the next moment. In today's world, constant distractions bring about the death of countless dreams. If you have a certain goal, ambition, or a certain desire, you must think about it at all times. You must keep what you want to achieve on the forefront of your mind constantly. As long as we don't know precisely what we want, our creative forces will be scattered. And so long as our forces are scattered, we will accomplish little at best, or fail entirely. When we know what we want, and proceed to work for it with all the power and ability that is within us, success is practically guaranteed. When we direct the power of our thinking, the power of our will, the power of our mental action, the power of our desire, the power of our ambition, and all the other powers we possess on the one thing that we want, on the one goal we desire to reach, it is not difficult to understand why success in a greater and greater measure must be realized. The second essential is to make every mental action positive. When we desire certain things, or when we think of certain things we wish to attain or achieve, the question should be if our mental attitudes at the time are positive or negative. To answer this, we only have to remember that every positive action always goes toward that which receives its attention, while a negative action always retreats. When your mental actions are positive, you attract positive outcomes, and when your mental actions are negative, you will attract negative outcomes. This is the law of attraction at work. Remember, the world is not attracted to negative personalities. Such personalities look weak and empty and are usually ignored. But everybody is attracted to a positive personality, and it is the positive personality that is always given preference. The third essential of mind power is to make every mental action constructive. And a constructive mental action is one that is based upon a deep-seated desire to develop, to increase, to achieve, to attain. In brief, to become larger and greater and do something of far greater worth than has ever been done before. If you will cause every mental action you entertain to have that feeling, constructiveness will soon become second nature to your entire mental system. That is, all the forces of your mind will begin to become building forces and will continue to build you up along any line through which you may desire to act. Inspire your mind constantly with a building desire, and make this desire so strong that every part of your system will constantly feel it wants to become greater and more capable and more efficient. The three essentials of effective mind power. To use the power of the mind, the first essential is to direct every mental action toward the goal in view. And this direction must not be occasional, but constant. Most minds do not apply this law. They think about one thing one moment, and about something else the next moment. In today's world, constant distractions bring about the death of countless dreams. If you have a certain goal, ambition, or a certain desire, you must think about it at all times. You must keep what you want to achieve on the forefront of your mind constantly. As long as we don't know precisely what we want, our creative forces will be scattered. And so long as our forces are scattered, we will accomplish little at best, or fail entirely. When we know what we want and proceed to work for it, with all the power and ability that is within us, success is practically guaranteed. When we direct the power of our thinking, the power of our will, the power of our mental action, the power of our desire, the power of our ambition, and all the other powers we possess on the one thing that we want, on the one goal we desire to reach, it is not difficult to understand why success in a greater and greater measure must be realized. The second essential is to make every mental action positive. When we desire certain things, or when we think of certain things we wish to attain or achieve, the question should be if our mental attitudes at the time are positive or negative. To answer this, we only have to remember that every positive action always goes toward that which receives its attention, while a negative action always retreats. When your mental actions are positive, you attract positive outcomes, and when your mental actions are negative, you will attract negative outcomes. This is the law of attraction at work. Remember, the world is not attracted to negative personalities. Such personalities look weak and empty and are usually ignored. But everybody is attracted to a positive personality, and it is the positive personality that is always given preference. The third essential of mind power is to make every mental action constructive, and a constructive mental action is one that is based upon a deep-seated desire to develop, to increase, to achieve, to attain. In brief, to become larger and greater and do something of far greater worth than has ever been done before. If you will cause every mental action you entertain to have that feeling, constructiveness will soon become second nature to your entire mental system. That is, all the forces of your mind will begin to become building forces and will continue to build you up along any line through which you may desire to act. Inspire your mind constantly with a building desire and make this desire so strong that every part of your system will constantly feel it wants to become greater and more capable and more efficient. The three essentials of effective mind power. To use the power of the mind, the first essential is to direct every mental action toward the goal in view. And this direction must not be occasional, but constant. Most minds do not apply this law. They think about one thing one moment, and about something else the next moment. In today's world, constant distractions bring about the death of countless dreams. If you have a certain goal, ambition, or a certain desire, you must think about it at all times. You must keep what you want to achieve on the forefront of your mind constantly. As long as we don't know precisely what we want, our creative forces will be scattered. And so long as our forces are scattered, we will accomplish little at best, or fail entirely. When we know what we want and proceed to work for it with all the power and ability that is within us, success is practically guaranteed. When we direct the power of our thinking, the power of our will, the power of our mental action, the power of our desire, the power of our ambition, and all the other powers we possess on the one thing that we want, on the one goal we desire to reach, it is not difficult to understand why success in a greater and greater measure must be realized. The second essential is to make every mental action positive. When we desire certain things, or when we think of certain things we wish to attain or achieve, the question should be if our mental attitudes at the time are positive or negative. To answer this, we only have to remember that every positive action always goes toward that which receives its attention, while a negative action always retreats. When your mental actions are positive, you attract positive outcomes, and when your mental actions are negative, you will attract negative outcomes. This is the law of attraction at work. Remember, the world is not attracted to negative personalities. Such personalities look weak and empty and are usually ignored. But everybody is attracted to a positive personality, and it is the positive personality that is always given preference. The third essential of mind power is to make every mental action constructive, and a constructive mental action is one that is based upon a deep-seated desire to develop, to increase, to achieve, to attain, in brief, to become larger and greater and do something of far greater worth than has ever been done before. If you will cause every mental action you entertain to have that feeling, constructiveness will soon become second nature to your entire mental system. That is, all the forces of your mind will begin to become building forces and will continue to build you up along any line through which you may desire to act. Inspire your mind constantly with a building desire, and make this desire so strong that every part of your system will constantly feel it wants to become greater and more capable and more efficient. The three essentials of effective mind power. To use the power of the mind, the first essential is to direct every mental action toward the goal in view. And this direction must not be occasional, but constant. Most minds do not apply this law. They think about one thing one moment, and about something else the next moment. In today's world, constant distractions bring about the death of countless dreams. If you have a certain goal, ambition, or a certain desire, you must think about it at all times. You must keep what you want to achieve on the forefront of your mind constantly. As long as we don't know precisely what we want, our creative forces will be scattered. And so long as our forces are scattered, we will accomplish little at best, or fail entirely. When we know what we want and proceed to work for it with all the power and ability that is within us, success is practically guaranteed. When we direct the power of our thinking, the power of our will, the power of our mental action, the power of our desire, the power of our ambition, and all the other powers we possess on the one thing that we want, on the one goal we desire to reach, it is not difficult to understand why success in a greater and greater measure must be realized. The second essential is to make every mental action positive. When we desire certain things, or when we think of certain things we wish to attain or achieve, the question should be if our mental attitudes at the time are positive or negative. To answer this, we only have to remember that every positive action always goes toward that which receives its attention, while a negative action always retreats. When your mental actions are positive, you attract positive outcomes, and when your mental actions are negative, you will attract negative outcomes. This is the law of attraction at work. Remember, the world is not attracted to negative personalities. Such personalities look weak and empty and are usually ignored. But everybody is attracted to a positive personality, and it is the positive personality that is always given preference. The third essential of mind power is to make every mental action constructive, and a constructive mental action is one that is based upon a deep-seated desire to develop, to increase, to achieve, to attain, in brief, to become larger and greater and do something of far greater worth than has ever been done before. If you will cause every mental action you entertain to have that feeling, constructiveness will soon become second nature to your entire mental system. That is, all the forces of your mind will begin to become building forces and will continue to build you up along any line through which you may desire to act. Inspire your mind constantly with a building desire and make this desire so strong that every part of your system will constantly feel it wants to become greater and more capable and more efficient.